Chapter 30. Use presentation slides effectively. I've been in one-hour presentations that have had over 100 slides. Now, wouldn't that get your attention with the question, how does a presenter plan to get through all of this? I've had many other questions that begin to float through my head as someone who will have to sit through this. The most common format for slide presentations is Microsoft PowerPoint. PowerPoint can be a strength or a hindrance, depending on the user. To most effectively use the tool, you must first understand that it is only a speaker's instrument and not the actual presentation. It will just sit there until it is brought to life by the presenter. When planning how to integrate slides into your speech or presentation, you should start with the technical question on how they are going to be moved forward. Will you be the one controlling the movement? Or will someone else be doing that? When possible, you should control the slides to maintain the rhythm and timing you want. Each time you turn to someone else and say, "Next slide, please," it is one more potential distraction. Another major mistake made by the presenter is speaking with his or her head toward the slide. When you face a material you are talking about, you are turning yourself away from the audience. Even if you have amplification, your back is typically toward the group. You are there to speak to the audience, not to the slides. I know this sounds obvious and a little snippy, but it happens far too often, and you need to realize that you should continue to look forward when using slides. In addition, if the font is large enough to read, give the audience some credit that they can see what is on the screen and you don't need to read the slide line for line. Give the audience the appropriate context and points of emphasis. And remember that nothing tears you apart from your audience more quickly than condescendingly reading verbatim. Many PowerPoint presenters attempt to get overly elaborate with the slide content and visual. I, like many audience members, am a simple person who wants to see a simple message. If your message gets lost in the fancy pictures, arrows, and symbols, you have disengaged yourself from both your intended message and the audience. Finally, the best plans do go awry, so have a backup plan. Can you do your presentation without slides, or are you too dependent? If the answer is that the slides are the focal point of your entire presentation, retool your presentation so the slides are supportive only. Be prepared in case the slides don't work. You might even surprise yourself at how much more engaged your audience will be and how much more effective your message is delivered without them.